Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Coming on now to throw dirt on my name on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Will Brinson joins us, CBS Sports. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys? By the way, if somebody can't spell pedal right, instead you just pedal, like if they spell it in a way, they're trying to buy flowers, right? Like if you do that, then you deserve to get yelled at for not having the flowers.
Well, here we are, and it's going to happen. I'm going to get yelled at for it because you got the wrong word. You know that's going to happen.
Probably, yeah.
Will, okay, hear me out.
It's not the worst thing you'll do today.
just hear me out, okay? One thing. The only thing I'm saying is that as a Browns fan, to sit here and suck up the room for 30 years, basically give or take, and then make the playoffs at 14-2, have a bye week, and then lose at home and be outcoached and outplayed and the whole thing, I think it would be worse than, honestly, have I not gotten used to this? Have I not gotten used to 6-10 and firing coaches? Have I not gotten used to 6-10 and 5-11 and 4-12 and just like Lyman makes a song that we used to be able to play here? I've gotten used to that. Like eventually I become numb to this and it just washes over me, Will, instead of 14-2. If the Browns were to go 14-2 next year and they lose at home at First Energy Stadium in the first playoff game that they play, Will, I'm telling you right now, I won't be able to host the show. I'll be catatonic, and you won't be able to electroshock me back into coherence.
That's not true. If the Browns go 14-2 and are the number one seed in the AFC, and Baker Mayfield wins the MVP, mm-hmm. and they don't lose any coordinators, and Kevin Stefanski looks like he's modernized like football offensively for the Browns, and he's willing to embrace these analytics. And you have ownership, and by the way, the Browns don't have a GM. So I mean, like, what the hell is happening here? And the GM, if they have
we'll
a GM,
that.
And the GM and the coach and the owner who's fired like 19 different coaches in the last 6 years, and they're all on the same page, and the entire roster is locked up for the next 5 years, and there's tons of young talent. Like you're not gonna walk in and be like, I can't believe. This is it. It's over. This is what's finally
going to be
in. We have hope.
I'd be terrified. You're making a great case for other teams that have done it the right way for a long time. I'm talking about the Browns. If they were 14-2, I'd be terrified it ends up being a fever dream and we never get back there. I brought up with this, Will, the Indians haven't won a World Series in 72 years, since 1948. The Indians went to the World Series. They went to extra innings. They lost in extra innings. We all thought they'd go back. We were all fine the next day. And now I'm going, man, I can't believe it. I cannot believe we weren't more upset. I would be afraid. I feel the same way about the Cleveland Browns in that case.
Look, I get it. I understand it. As an NC State fan, I was a Braves fan, and I grew up a Duke basketball fan, just geographically and. Long story, but like I got to experience multiple titles sorry to say this on Cleveland radio, but like the 95 Braves and, we'll win a bunch of baseball titles and Duke won national titles. Like you get championships. It doesn't work that way. As an adult, I haven't, my teams haven't won anything in 20 years. So I get it. And like, I'm petrified that each building block for NC State is going to be a Charlie Brown situation where you think you're making the right step forward. But if you're Cleveland, I think you guys, you're looking at it as you've got one, you're basically hoping for one magical, everything accidentally comes together and the Browns make a Super Bowl run, and then you just, you know what, don't have to worry about it again for the next 50 years. Just get me that one time. You can't do it that way. You got to do it in a way that you build correctly. And that should be the biggest problem for Browns fans right now, is that they have this owner who decided to go all in on analytics, didn't have the patience to do it for more than like 9 months, fired all the analytics guys, then let Hugh Jackson run everything, which, you know, never works out well. brought in a bunch of football guys, then fired all the football guys, and now is going back to analytics after letting all the football guys use all the picks that the analytics guys tanked for, and now he's got to have the analytics guys come in and decide how to run the thing with the guys that the football guys drafted using the analytics guys' picks. I mean, it's all about the owner. He cannot be patient enough to build properly, and he just won't. I'm sure he's like this. I'm sure Flying J is like this too in terms of executive stuff. Like it all comes back on the owner, and I don't think he catches enough heat for the Browns could have done this properly over the last 3 years, and they would be in a good spot, and they might be have gone. The record doesn't really matter because these games come down to how this leather oblong ball bounces. But you can tell that, like, that's the thing with the Ravens. They have a stable group of building blocks in place, and the Browns just don't have it. You just can't trust them to have it next year.
Will Brinson, join us on the hotline. When we look back at this Ravens season, because it was an amazing regular season, they looked unbeatable for most of the year, the huge streak there at the end of the year, and then they go out with a whimper. Are we going to look back at that entire year as kind of this anomaly, or do you think we're going to be talking about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens as one of the best organizations, one of the best players in the NFL for years to come?
Oh, Lamar's great. He's awesome. He developed his development from year one to year two as a pocket passer should terrify everybody in the AFC that he's going to hang around for a while. They didn't lose their coordinators. They're going to have they're going to have tons of continuity. And I get it. They lost to the Titans at home, and that stinks. Like that Titans team just got nuclear, and that sometimes that happens. I mean, this is why we're having this stupid Eli Manning Hall of Fame debate, because Eli Manning got hot and his defense got hot twice in the playoffs. Like, that's the only reason we're having the debate. If he's, you know, if he doesn't have the rings, it's a non-starter. Or if his last name's Flacco, it's a non-starter. Eli Flacco ain't getting the freaking Hall of Fame. Eli Flacco is a weird name, by the way. And I think that, you know, with the Ravens, you look at that matchup with the Titans, it was just a terrible matchup. I mean, Dean Pease has Greg Roman's number. He had it in the Super Bowl for the Ravens back in 2012. He just knows how to build out a defense to stop what Lamar Jackson wanted to do. They had the pieces. Jeffrey Simmons was a value pick. You know, Rashawn Evans. All the pieces allowed them to match up with the Ravens. And I think the thing with Baltimore is that, you know, right now their weakness is, you know, Lamar's not great throwing outside, and they don't have a ton of wide receiver help. Well, I mean, that's, you can fix that. I mean, they drafted the guys in Miles Boykin and Marquise Brown. I mean, those guys are you know, high pedigree guys who have flashed at both the pro level and the college level. I mean, they're going to develop, and Lamar's going to spend the offseason. I mean, he has the arm strength to throw outside. I'm not worried about him throwing to the hashes. He just needs the players out there and to, you know, to get the reps. And I think he's only going to get better into next year. Like, that's the concern if you're a Browns fan. Lamar Jackson has this continuity as a first-round pick. The Ravens have made sure to build around their franchise quarterback. They have developed an ecosystem with the head coach and an offensive coordinator and the pieces in place. Like, they drafted running backs and paid for running backs. And they acquired Gus Edwards and Mark Ingram and Justice Hill. They're all very good at running out of shotgun. That's why they got them. And then the Browns are just sort of like Jimmy D's building his fantasy football team, and hope it works out one day. I mean, it's insane.
Did you say Jimmy and D, or did you call Jimmy Dean?
Jimmy D. I don't know Jimmy. Oh. Like, I was using like an anonymous guy named Jimmy, and then I accidentally used his wife's name as the last initial. I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about that. Will Brinson.
Jimmy D.
Will Brinson joining us on the show. Should I be? Are you telling me I should be worried about Baker Mayfield?
I mean, I love Baker. I think Baker's awesome.
So he'll bounce back in year three?
I think he'll bounce back, yeah. Okay. But, I mean, look, like, if you look at, I mean, look, any jabroni with a Sports Info Solutions or a Pro Football Focus account can look it up and check Baker's number on play action numbers on play action this year with Freddie running the ship into the ground. And you can see that he's substantially better on play action passes, just like most quarterbacks. And Kevin Stefanski is analytically inclined. He's a smart guy. You saw what he did with Kirk Cousins when Stefanski was in charge of the offense. And, he's not going to tell you what games Mike Zimmer had his hands on and what games he had more of his hands on, but you can kind of go back and look at the game script. It's like if Kirk Cousins threw four times, in the first half, then that was probably a Zimmer game. But you could see Kirk Cousins had like his best year, one of his best years. He was awesome last year, and he threw a ton of play action passes. And you don't have to establish a run to throw play action. I think Baker Mayfield will have a bounce back season under Kevin Stefanski. The problem is, if this Browns team, which is now going to have to deal with a Bengals team that is going to be improved just by default, with the number one pick, they get Joe Burrow. You deal with the Ravens being consistent from year to year, more than likely. I think there'll be a 9-10 win team. Vegas will probably pick them as that. And then the Steelers are getting Big Ben back and have talent on both sides of the ball. If the Browns go 6-10, are they going to try to fire everybody again? That's the problem.
More than likely.
There's no consistency.
Last question. Can you answer me this? How does Lamar Jackson lose to a Browns wide receiver in a skills competition about throwing footballs?
I you tweeted that. I was like, what is he talking about? Was last
yesterday.
Night? Was that the Pro Bowl thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Well.
I don't watch the Pro Bowl. No.
I ended up winning.
Did you lose? Odell's a good pass. Was it Odell or was it Jarvis?
It was Jarvis.
You know what? Jarvis is Jarvis is very talented, very skilled. We had Jarvis on at the Super Bowl last year. It was last year. And he and Brady Quinn, they broke the Guinness Book of World Records on CBS Sports HQ for most one-handed catches. So I'm not putting anything past Jarvis. He has a very diverse skill set. And look, Larry worried about it. He got the MVP. He's got the MVP to worry about.
All right, fine. Will with
the Browns GM. What is happening?
Well, I can't ask you that right now. You don't know. I don't know either. So what am I supposed to do?
I went on the website. They don't have anybody listed. What's happening? It's January 24th. Everyone's at the Senior Bowl. Who's the GM?
Well,
if
I know anything, I know someone's going to make a Wikipedia page here very quickly for you. Will, Pick 6 Podcast is fantastic. We thank you very much for the time, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Will Brinson. Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Next, we go back-to-back, down to Mobile we go. Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports. And I know you can all hammer me. It's coming up. I promise you. You can all hammer me. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.